Welcome to Level Up, the podcast where we dive into the stories that shaped gaming culture. Today, we're talking about Morocco, a country where gaming had the audacity to take its sweet time. Seriously, while the world was battling over Sega and Nintendo, Morocco was still figuring out if arcades were still worth it. But hey, we got there eventually. So let's rewind and see how it all started. Grab your tea and let's hit start. So we go back to the 80s, a magical time when gaming was exploding worldwide, except in Morocco, unfortunately. And here, gaming wasn't even a whisper. It crawled in quietly through small hidden arcades in big cities like Casablanca and Rabat. Ever heard of Pac-Man? Like the little round guy? Well, Moroccan kids were just meeting him, and only if they could find the arcades, of course. These weren't flashy spots. They were small, often cramped, and always loud. You find yourself saving coins for a shot at Space Invaders, while pretending not to rage quit after losing. And consoles, forget about it. The idea of owning an Atari or NES in Morocco at the time was like dreaming of flying cars. But let's give credit where it's due. Those who got their hands on one, usually thanks to family working abroad, they were basically crowned legends. Who wouldn't want to be the kid with magic or the magic box that played Mario? It's a once-in-a-lifetime experience, right? By the 80s, things started to look up. Imported consoles finally found their way into more homes. The PlayStation was a game changer, and pun intended, suddenly, Moroccan living rooms turned into mini arcades. Cousins, friends, and neighbors all piled into one room to play games like Crash Bandicoot or Tekken. And let's be honest, half the fun was arguing over whose turn was next or who cheated, because everybody does. Fast forward to today, and Morocco is finally flexing its gaming muscles. Esports, tournaments, we've got them. Rabat is hosting its first gaming expo in 2024. And get this, the government has pledged $36 million to develop the gaming sector as a part of its vision to 2030 plan. That's right, Morocco is aiming to become Africa's gaming hub. Ambitious? Absolutely. Surprising? Honestly, a little, but there's one thing we've learned. It's that Morocco knows how to level up, slowly but surely.